You know, the No Bullshit News Hour got a lot of bullshit. We got technical shit we got to figure out, but we're going to do that in the new year. We're going to do... Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas out there. If that's what you do. Got a full house today. It's Christmas party. Adolph Mongo, welcome.
How you doing, Charlie?
Man, you have a voice for radio.
Oh, I do, huh?
Yeah, and a face, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. With Sam Zaney in the corner, Mike Nevin, Grace Karros, Glemmy Dean Beasley, also known as the Coon Man, blues player, chef extraordinaire, Karen Dumas, as you all know, Joe the intern's back corner, Jason C, our tech guru, Drew Lane.
Drew!
Bob Schettelbauer right there. Hey, Drew, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yay.
Number one podcast in the state of Michigan, which is a huge, huge deal. You are the number one radio man again. And brother, Merry fucking Christmas, because you do it your way. And anybody listening to this show needs to learn a thing or two and wish they were you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I had to... It was on... Nerdist put it out. It was Spotify's data, but I had to look back three times to make sure our name was still there. It just didn't seem real.
Because you're all weird like that. 25 years of looking at ratings, you can't let it go, can you?
It's been a while since we've been number one.
Do you know? Who cares about the fucking number? Don't you know you're number one, bro?
I sort of felt it, but I don't know. You never know. There's some other people that think they're good.
It's Christmas out there. So when you're off the thing you love and you were the best for your own reason... And you don't have that accolade or the ratings chart. Sometimes you don't feel like yourself, do you?
But now it's about likes and downloads and clicks. And,
oh, but wait a minute.
I'm like a teenage slut looking for likes.
We're all doing that. But again, I mean, doesn't it sometimes feel like without the thing that you had, you're not fully you?
Yeah, it is odd, I have to admit. That part of me wanted to go back to radio and have all that. But this is cool. I like it.
I think it's better.
I think I'm cool again.
I think you're, like, not only cool, but you're cutting edge, motherfucker.
Yes.
And the No Bullshit News Hour is part of the Drew and Mike Podcast Network. In fact, we're the only part of it,
mm-hmm.
which is the Red Shovel Studios.
But you're adding a lot. 15 shows? 16 shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like you guys are doing great.
Hey,
I
Jason,
love the show.
Like how we're pretty big.
Yeah, been growing.
Like what number would we be in Michigan?
We're doing great.
The fuck does that mean? Okay, we got to be like at least like fourth biggest.
For news, yeah, absolutely.
For news,
absolutely.
What else is there?
I think you're up there.
For news, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's got a nice buzz on the street. I'm hearing a lot about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, let's do this real quick.
Why don't you go at your email so people stop emailing me?
Oh, Jason, we do all that stuff, like all the beggarly stuff we're supposed to do, like how to find us and rate us, and
yeah,
you can find us here and there.
We have a Facebook page now. You can check us out on Facebook, NoBSNewsHour.com, www.NoBSNewsHour.com, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, every platform that you can find on your phone, we're on it.
Put him back up.
And Spotify, too. Especially Spotify.
Well, Glemmy up so we can hear him strumming. There we go. You just play on through it, Glemmy. It's a Christmas party, dude. What were we talking about?
All those great things where people need to go. And rate NBN, too.
Oh, Jason wants to remain sort of anonymous. But Jason walked from a big job to do what he wants to do. Didn't you, bro?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it hard?
Very.
Remember, we're talking to people. People are hanging out with us. Give them something on Christmas.
Like what? What do you mean?
Like, sometimes it's scary. Like, sometimes it's not working out. Like, maybe you made the wrong decision.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of work for everybody, right? It's that time of year where there's a ton to do and just not enough time. So, right after this, I'm heading out, spending time with the family like I am for the next 4 days, so.
Let me give you something here. A friend of mine, they shut his magazine down, Karen, in Washington, D.C. Probably the best writer in America, I know. I'm not joking. This is the guy that... wrote about me working at the Coney Island and everything, and he sent me this because he's a good Christian man and a heavy drinker, and I love him. And all of a sudden, he's on the fucking block. You know what he wrote to me? Lamentations 3, chapter 3, the book. right? It's wisdom from the elders. Here's verse 28 through 30. Everybody, listen now. When life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. Enter the silence. Bow in prayer. Don't ask questions. Wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full face. The worst is never the worst. Never.
That's great advice, Charlie.
Great advice.
I mean, especially about this time, because you got people that they've lost their jobs. A lot of people have lost their hope. You know, so I think, Jason, the story you were looking for from him was that, you know, at some point you got to be willing to jump before you're pushed. To be able to, you know, feel good about who you are and what you want to do, and take that chance, invest in yourself and take the risk.
Right.
As long as you're working for somebody else or doing what they want you to do, you're going to be beholden to them. So, you know, if you're going to get kicked in the behind and have to lose sleep and stay up all night, you might as well do it for yourself.
Drew is shaking his head.
Amen.
Adolph, you did that too.
You did. Listen, I did that back in 1989. I felt like I worked for Coleman Young. I loved the mayor. Disagreed with a lot of things. Had some problems. One night they put me on a truck, took me out in the woods, and dropped me off. So I had to feed myself. And I've been feeding myself for a long time. So I owe nobody shit. And I'm not scared of anybody. They can't call me and say, don't say this or don't say that. So I understand. So when they push you out, you know what? Another door opens, and it's a better door. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
My man, because, you know.
You saw the thing about the. I saw this thing about doors, and it said, you know, sometimes you can wait for the closed door or another door to open, or you can just turn the doorknob and open the door. That's how doors work.
Sometimes.
I mean, you know, find another door and just open it.
But, you know, sometimes people wait for a ship to sail in so they can get on it. Sometimes you got to swim and jump in and swim to the ship.
Or build your own ship.
And there's no question about it, you know. And in this city, this is a city of independence. We got a lot of people here that's not scared to stand up and be themselves. You know, Detroit has always been the bellwether of the country.
Detroit's a goddamn cement mixer, man. This town's... Is Rat Tie still on the phone? Did we lose that dude? He was in the toilet waiting for us with our technical difficulties. But... Oh, shit! Flush the toilet for the audience, Mike.
What's that?
Flush
Mike,
the toilet. You're in the toilet again?
Yeah, because I'm at a fucking party and I'm waiting for you, dumbass.
Flush the toilet to prove it, Mike.
I just did.
Yeah, but we weren't on the air then.
Here, listen.
Okay.
I've got to fill back up.
It's got to fill back up. What are you at, your grandma's house?
I'm at a restaurant in Deerfield. I had to fucking hide out in the fucking bathroom so I could hear you.
This guy.
There you go.
Now, Mike Rat Tie.
Something else. Hold
on. In case you don't know.
Break it off in
your
ass.
Yeah. Who was that?
Bring it, motherfucker. Now break it off in your ass.
That's Mike Rat Tie, who, by the way, if you have not listened, is the legal expert for the No Bullshit News Hour, which you can find.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, Mike, I was just preparing real quick for this show, and it's just going to be a Christmas show. I want to do a little bit of news, but I was realizing all the news that's flowing through this show, this is where you go to find the news. For instance, the guy chasing the mayor around and videotaping his booty call is your client, the president of the fire union, who's calling out the chief of police saying your coverage of the city is a lie and everybody knows it, is your client. Now, you were in court yesterday on some bullshit real estate deal. Real quick, Matt, how does this town work?
How does this town work?
Yeah.
Well, that's a complicated question. But like I said yesterday, after I got out of court and the press had surrounded me, I basically told them that, you know, what's going on, if you look at the public record over the last couple of weeks, I'm just talking about the last couple of weeks, if you push back on the mayor, or the administration, or Chief Craig, or whatever, okay? One of two things happens. You either get charged with a crime or you're under investigation for a crime. And I said it right out of the fucking corner outside the 36th District Court. The city's being run by a mob boss. That's how the city's being run. It's like a mob boss at the helm.
That's pretty. And, what do you two think, Adolf? And
listen, Doug and Ben. Everywhere Doug has been, there's been a federal investigation. He's a liar. He's a cheat. Listen, things that
not
he,
very Christmassy.
Listen, things that he's been doing. Kwame Kilpatrick got 28 years, and he's doing worse. Kwame got 28 years, and Doug is getting a pass. You got the mainstream media.
Okay,
you got the mainstream
media.
He's
not getting a pass.
Until I see something.
Well, here's what.
You tell me.
Here's what I want to do.
Tell me what's happening.
Because I want to do a little bit of news, but I don't because it's a Christmas party and Jody intern is here, and I want to toast this guy. But I have in front of me how the mayor paid his girlfriend. You know, the one in the car that Carmack was videotaping, that's your client, Mike. I got it here. We'll do that in the new year. I also know that the feds are up his ass on the demolition shit, no matter that if he doles out a little story about his own personal investigator found nothing on him. The feds are laughing at you, Mike. I know, because I know them. I know it didn't work. And you should have put it out to all the media so we could all vet it. I also know the feds are up in the treasurer's ass of Wayne County. I know it's all got to do with property and money. I know they're up in the police department's ass for the towing. I know when the chief of police goes after the fire union president that something else is going on. I also know there's more than 1,000 rape kits still left over. That's coming next year. There's Gabe Leland, who your guy, Mike, is a star witness. He's the one that recorded him taking the bribe, right?
That's correct.
Okay, we got that. There's so much fire in this town, Adolf.
When is it going to drop?
You let the feds do the work. It dropped on Leland. It dropped on the deputy chief of police.
I'll probably be in a nursing home when the feds drop it.
Well, I'll wake you up, Grandpa. Put some liquor down your lips.
I won't even care then.
It's the ghost of Christmas past. They finally got him.
Yeah. You know and I know, Duggan's been like the Teflon Don.
No, the Teflon leprechaun.
Everywhere he's been, the feds came in. He got bailed out by a grand home with the DMC when he jumped from the prosecutor's office. He was dealing with housing then. They was buying and selling the housing when he was in the prosecutor's office. They raided the county exec office. The only reason McNamara didn't get indicted, he died.
Well, this is the ghost of Christmas past all of a sudden. I'm just telling you.
Okay. The man on... Listen, the feds have been up his ass since he's been working.
Okay, now pause. Pause that. Pause that, bro.
No, that's 100% true, Adolf. Everybody in the free world knew that McNamara was going to be indicted. And Duggan came out of that political machine. So 2 and 2 equals 4.
Mike, attached is a revised list of VIPs at the event. They have added Representative Leslie Love. The number of VIPs are about 55 or so. The main room is about 220. Photographers will be in the VIP room. A run of show is also attached. Please let me know if you need any more info. Sincerely, you know who. Here's the list of VIPs. Everybody's there with their wife but the mayor. Here's the contracts. $250,000 in 2015 funneled through the city into your health prenatal stuff. Oh, here's a story. Here's a story from U.S. News and World Report. Way to get that placed. On a prenatal, a Detroit prenatal program. Where is that? I just want to read the last sentence. We'll be doing this next year, Mike. Tune in. Everybody tune in. You might think we're clowns, but this is where it's all happening. Where is it? It said, here it is. quote, the role of the public health department is no longer about launching individual one-off programs. It's really about leading locally, being on the ground, and bringing stakeholders together, Khaldun says. Even if the health department isn't doing all of the work, we're certainly coordinating it.
See, that son of a bitch had, it was a hepatitis A epidemic in Detroit, and he denied that, it's nothing like that.
Well, don't forget the demolition, the poison in the air, poison in the lungs, the health director.
Poison in the schools.
Who ran for governor said as much, they buried the report. I'm not fooled. I know this is a circular and silly, folks, but this is what we wanted to do. We're having a Christmas party. You stay here. You stay here because the news you're hearing is coming from here. We're not clowns. We're just celebrating one another and you. Right? Right, everybody?
Yes, correct.
That's right.
Merry Christmas. Mike, fight the good fight, bro.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
And give us one flush for the new year. We got a big time lawyer. This is a big time lawyer. He's hiding in a toilet. That's how good this show is. give us a flush, Mike.
First, I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Pam. I love you. She's a big fan of your podcast, Charlie. She listens to it religiously, even when I'm not on. So
that's cool.
Right there. We love you, brother. We love it.
All right, man.
You're the only one talking about the real shit that's going on in this shit old town. Okay.
What the fuck are you, Trump? Dude, you're like a super liberal ex-Marine. Now you're calling Detroit a shithole. Fucking racist. I know what you mean.
Well, no such thing as an ex-Marine.
Oh, you're Adolf's a Marine. You know that, right?
During the Kilpatrick case, I was in the London shop house. Adolf was at the bar. We got talking. And we were actually in the Marine Corps at the same time.
Fucking A. So both you guys were like pretty much doing nothing. Marines weren't doing shit in the early 80s.
They were having a good time.
Dude, you're the only black man I ever met with the name Adolf. And by the way...
Well, I grew up with 3 Adolfs, and they all black.
You know? But you were named after World War II. I don't get it.
My uncle was born before in the 20s.
You were born in the 50s?
So what? I was named after him.
Named after your uncle.
That's right.
I don't know. I got a friend. Her maiden name is Hitler. spelled with two T's, and they never forsake the family name, which in some way is really, no, in the way, is really says something about her people. We didn't do that. My sin is not my cousin's sin, nor is his mine, right? It's Christmas, so do something nice, Adolf. Can't do it. Okay, Mike, get lost, man.
Thanks, Mike.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Peace.
Merry Christmas.
Peace out.
All right.
Bring it, motherfucker. And I'll break it off in your ass.
That is the greatest drop. Grace Carroll is here.
Hi.
Our pal, American Coney Island, 3 generations. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tomorrow, by the time everybody hears this, the great hot dog giveaway. It's not really a giveaway. It's respect for people wearing the badge. We'll have gone down at the American Coney. And if you all can hear us from this basement live.
It's a lower level, Charlie.
Oh,
not
my
a basement.
Karen,
it's a lower level.
I fucked up.
So you're safe.
No, I know.
Say whatever you want.
I'm
you're
fucked.
Broke.
Oh, we're fucked.
Broke.
We're going broke. So Luke Nowacki, and I'll read his commercial in a second. Grace and I, we put a couple grand together. And we want to respect you, Mike, and with Sam, and Marines, and anybody sort of like, you know, is a federal agent or wears or wore the badge. It serves people. We wanted to serve you and give you a lunch. Give you some dogs and fries and soda pop and the best Coney in America, really. And I posted it. And I don't want to take credit, like I'm really popular. I just think like cops and firemen like free shit.
Yes.
It's gone viral. I'm going to go fucking broke.
We need to start a GoFundMe to underwrite that.
We might have to. All right. Because I can't turn anybody away.
We can build a wall around your house.
Build a wall. We're not going to build no fucking wall. Can't build a fucking wall.
Listen, there's been walls built in Detroit. I grew up where a wall they built a wall.
Wasn't there one still on Chalmers?
Yeah,
it's right there
on 8 Mile Road, Wyoming.
Oh, that's right.
That's Burwood. That's Burwood. That's the Burwood wall. Yeah. But.
So walls been built.
There was one separating Grosse Pointe and Detroit.
There's a wall. They
psychological
built.
Wall.
There was a wall.
It was. It's a street. It's a wall. It used to be.
It's
a
called
wall.
A canal.
No, that's on the south side of Jefferson.
That's
on the
only side, baby.
You're right. I agree. But there is a wall.
But there's a wall. There's walls a long time here.
There's a lot of walls. Yeah. Let's tear the walls down. Like Reagan said, take down that wall. I'm building the walls. Enforce the law, though. And those that do.
Well, there's not enough of us. How about that?
So, well, we're going to let you in. You get over there and scream in the microphone.
We're going to get you by
President
the mic.
President of the Firemen's Union. He wants to get in.
Mike, get by the mic.
What'd you say, Mike? Yeah, hold on. Now, let me get this commercial. I'm perfect.
Oh, good. Tony
Some of time. Us, it's not a commercial. It's a word from Luke Nowacki, the guy who came up with feed some fucking cops. And I go, dude, it could cost like thousands. And he goes, don't worry about it. Luke Nowacki. Hey, listen, Copper, president of Firefighters Union, EMS,
those are my guys.
Former vets. Some of us are secure with our finances right now. I'm doing this because I don't want to fucking... Luke wants to change it. I want to change it. We don't want to make the bosses mad. But some of us are secure with our finances right now, but might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning for our future financial obligations. Whether it be pension planning, life insurance, college savings plans, or tax-deferred investments, because the Dow is going berserk. Gold is no good. Bonds are no good. Everything's a mess. Call Luke Nowacki, who can help answer all of your questions and help plan your future finances. Call Luke, 248-663-4748 to set up a plan today. The legal bit. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products and or services referenced here are independent Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. And with Sam, your brother, Edward Zaney. He's a good lawyer. Get in there, man. Real quick. What's that?
The best lawyer. As far as
he's
I'm
pretty
concerned.
Fucking good.
He is good, man.
Dude, I met him a long time ago.
Very early in his career, he was awarded top 5 under 35 by the Bar Association. He represents his clients with integrity, character. He does a good job, and he's about winning. I mean, he does the right thing. He does a good job for his clients and his community and his people.
Man. And he's no ass-sucking guy that's tied into the machine, but he knows the machine.
I know a lot of guys with big balls. My brother learned from me. He's got big balls. He does a good job.
Way to promote yourself in the middle of your brother's advertisement. That is great.
It's all about Wassam.
So Wassam Zaney Law.
Okay, let's for the people.
Excuse me, Mike. Mike.
No.
I'm gonna forget to read this.
They don't know who Wassam is. He's the guy that.
Why didn't you let me run the show, Mike?
EMS ambulance guy that posts the. Oh, is that part of your show? Oh, he's got it written down. Sorry.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That partner.
Edward Zaney Law. Offices in Lansing, Detroit, Grand Rapids, specializing in criminal defense, civil rights litigation, and personal injury. And he does a little international stuff, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he does. Listen, call him. Set it up. 517-292-7000. When things get zany, you call Ed Zaney. Zaney Law. Okay, what were you saying, Mike?
Wassam was one of the finest EMS medics in the street of Detroit.
Balls of brass.
He was outspoken critic of administration back in the day. Undermanned.
The last administration.
Undermanned, understaffed, a couple of...
Wait, before you do that, we're looking at each other's eyes so you don't do the speech. The last administration and the one before that and this one and the one that comes after...
He caught hell,
because
I caught hell.
The democracy does not function without people dissenting. It keeps it honest. Am I right, Mike?
Okay. I'm just a street guy.
Dissent means complaint.
What I was saying is the fact that Wassam, he fulfilled his oath of obligation to the public, and he spoke
to the public, and he jeopardized his own personal family and situation like I have. He did. He lost his job. They fired me twice as well for speaking out, for undermanning, understaffed, not enough people. This isn't some new thing.
You guys are, like, related because...
Kind of, sort of.
Because as we're talking about his brother, he takes credit for his brother, and then you just took credit for him.
Well, I didn't take credit
for anybody.
That's
what we do.
No, I didn't take credit for anybody. We learn. No, we're brothers. Okay, okay.
Get the man a drink.
Anywho.
You guys both sound the same bullshit.
Hey, he's another patriot that speaks out and calls bullshit bullshit when it's bullshit. He lived it. He was in the streets, broken down ambulances, gunfire, cardiacs. He's the one that was on TV. He's the one that brought the cameras in when there was the hush rule in effect. I have a lot of respect for Wissam Zaini. And Wissam also led his members, the EMS members, to our union when he let them know, join the IAFF, the DFFA. And when I became president, we took EMS over, and they're with us now.
I'm getting mad at you.
You're always mad.
You're fucking doing
care.
A political speech in the middle of Christmas.
You want to know the truth?
How about simple language?
They need to know who the people are talking. There ain't no cameras here, partner.
I know. I get it. But thank you know God. What? That's now I'm sleeping.
Oh, the first 5 minutes of this thing, Grace woke me up. She said, you want a Coney? I was out cold.
I know. You know why? You know why? Because you didn't have a microphone, and you're all mad.
Oh, man. All right.
I can't believe it. I'm sitting here, and I don't got a microphone. Merry Christmas.
I love you too, brother.
Lemmy, can you play a little music to break the tension, please?
Thank you.
This is what people do. I don't even want to call us boys and girls.
Because I was going to say, don't forget about me and Grace. We aren't boys. We're girls.
All right, say something. I was going to frame it again. See, like I was going to do what he did with his brother, he did with him. Tell the men something. But I'm not going to do that. Because women aren't, I was going to say women aren't created to be a mirror to man. But then again, they are.
We can be. I mean, because sometimes we never see ourselves the way we should, especially men. And so women, the good ones like me and Grace, we will give you an accurate reflection, and we will do what we have to do to make sure that you're always your best. That doesn't always mean blowing smoke up your behind, but we will be honest with you. We'll be supportive. We'll be there when things are good and not so good, and we'll help you through. I mean, that's just what we do.
And then there's parts that don't have nothing to do with us guys.
Quite a bit, actually.
I know, which is... Why does it always remain a mystery?
I got to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
It does have to do with us. You're a father. You have a daughter. So when I think about my daughters, I look at these two beautiful, powerful women who are very intelligent, and I love both of them very much. And when I think about what I want my daughters to be when they get older, I'd like them to have the qualities that these women have. I mean...
How many kids you got?
God bless you.
Wow, thank you, Zane.
Oh, man, why are we going there?
How many kids you got?
Nine children.
You got nine children. How many baby mamas
children,
you got?
4.0 students. They're all in school. My oldest daughter.
Hey. How many baby mamas you got?
Seven or eight. The microphone cut out, Charlie.
That doesn't matter, Charlie. Yeah.
Well, it does because he's telling us about how
it's Coney before it gets cold.
It doesn't because he's claiming his children and he's saying he wants the best for them. I mean, that the other stuff is irrelevant because you got guys that have kids that won't claim their children. So,
well, that's true. No, I'm just busting balls.
The maternal side of that is irrelevant
he's like Adolf in boot camp in the 80s. This motherfucker jumping and pulling a ripcord, I'm telling you.
I wasn't in boot camp in the 80s.
You weren't?
Oh, the 70s.
There goes bullshit news. Sorry. We humbly correct our previous statement. Well, you know what, Karen? It's Christmas. This is going to come out Sunday and Monday. A lot of guys didn't do a lot of thinking.
Or planning.
And, you know, we asked you if you could cut a little poem, help guys out. And it's what you put together. It's pretty good, I thought.
Well, thank you,
really,
Charlie.
Really, actually. Hey, Bob. Yeah? Oh, we took his mic.
It's almost Christmas, gentlemen. Where have you been? I'm watching as guys are scrambling to find the perfect gift with less than 48 hours until show or Christmas time. Let me help you a bit. Shopping is an art. Like the football or basketball games you watch or the political shows you love, it's a strategic application of time, money, and awareness of the recipient. First, you shouldn't have to guess or ask others about what she wants. If you watch and listen all year, you should know. Second, don't scrimp. Go for quality over quantity and trade popularity for longevity. Don't go into debt. It's not worth it, and it's just dumb. If you can't pronounce or afford it, leave it alone. Finally, pick a gift that can speak your heart, whatever it's saying. Don't get a gift that says more or less than what you really feel. Oh, and the retail clearance calendar is in January and June, so you can get an early start on next year's shopping. Merry Christmas.
Was that helpful, Charlie?
It was, and it was elegant.
Wow. Mike, Joe, Bob.
Now I know why they're trying to poetry. That was pretty damn good.
That is really good.
That was, and you got a wonderful voice, too, on the radio. You sound
Thank
great.
You. Appreciate that.
She's doing garbage down here with us because they are trying to poach her.
There's no question.
There's another network trying to
there's
get her.
There's no question.
Which, by the way, I wholeheartedly support. I like everybody be successful. And
success is relative, Charlie. We talked when Jason was talking about earlier leaving his big job. You got to do what you love, and you get to a point in your life where, you know, you just don't want to do what you don't have to do, and you want to feel good about what it is that you're doing. So you move from success to substance. It's relative.
Speaking of which, I was listening to the piece when you sent it, and I see it's sort of like I'm caught up in the new era, but which is a growth era, which is humanity moving on. I apologize for asking you to do a piece about shopping.
Oh, no. That's my thing, Charlie. I love
right on. Thank you. Yes.
I'm not insulted. I you know, people drink, people smoke, people gamble. I shop. I mean, I really do. Mm-mm. So I'm not that's not a gender specific thing, but that is my thing.
Right on. So, and the other thing is this, you know, I don't want you to go. I believe we're all down in this basement. This is a very talented group of people here. We can build something. And I wanted you to do some of the bits.
I'm here, Charlie.
I know, girl.
I'm here.
I mean, lady.
I'm
what can I do? I'm confused.
I got you, Charlie.
Santa, send me something. Getting Mike, he knows.
I'm waiting.
Adolf, throw something in real quick before the next piece.
Well, what you need me?
I don't know.
Say.
Anything right off the top of your skull.
Fuck bugger.
Right on.
Well played.
Pour that man a drink. He doesn't like bourbon, but he's drinking it.
It sounds like a drop to me, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Hey, write that down, Bobby. Mike, go ahead.
What do you want me to say?
I never ask somebody to say what I want them to say. Anything in your head?
Oh, well, I'm here for a reason.
What?
I'm here to fulfill my oath of obligation to the public, and so are my members. I need bodies in the street. I need firefighters, EMS workers, and police officers to fulfill our obligation to the public on this holiday and during this holiday season.
Dear Santa,
please give us more people to serve the public. Please look at the budget. Find the money so we can do our jobs.
Glemmy, get in there right real quick. Get in and put your face right in there. Glemmy, put your face right in there. I'll tell you. He's 80. He's got to get in.
Help him up.
Okay, Glemmy, what you want for Christmas?
My two front teeth.
Hey!
They're fucking dentures, Joe. Yeah. Right? Are they dentures, Clemmy?
Huh?
Are those
Charlie,
dentures?
Don't ask people that. That's
yeah. Those are dentures. Well, Joe wants some advice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna need him too.
He doesn't look 80. He looks.
I'm
good.
Getting lazy. I don't even like brushing my teeth before I go to bed. I don't even care. It's the IPF.
Yes.
I thought we did that with rights checks and.
Okay, dentures. Let me do this here. The next story I did, while I was doing it, somebody in the hood, and I think the hood would appreciate me calling it the hood because it's the hood, it's Michigan and Central, somebody put this on my windshield. They recognized my car. I don't know how. It says, You're the man, Charlie. Keep fighting for us.
Your Cadillac has a Twitter page, so, I mean, everybody knows what kind of car you have, Charlie. It has its own identity.
It made me feel good, Ado. It made me feel good.
You wasn't in the hood. You were in North Corktown.
No, I was in Southwest.
Yeah. As they call it now.
Whoa.
They keep changing all the names. It's North Corktown.
Excuse me, Adolf. You might have forgot by living in that hotel you live in now. That's Southwest Side.
It is.
Oh, that's deep Southwest Side. excuse me. This is a story about a man named Joe Christmas. You just play it, Bob. Oh. There is a small antique shop on the city's southwest side whose comers and goers prove the old adage to be true. God does not make junk. Joe Bozich, the 80-year-old proprietor of Junk Shop Antiques, located on a decrepit stretch of Michigan Avenue near Central, can be found every weekday morning at precisely 9 a.m. behind his workbench, just behind the pot of coffee, tinkering with this or that. This is how it has gone nearly every weekday morning since he opened the shop 20 years ago, after he retired from the Detroit Fire Department. "It's where I hide from my wife," he says with all seriousness. "It works. We're happy." Also to be found in the shop most mornings among the candlesticks and war relics and seashells and china cups and clocks under glass is Aloysius, the soft-spoken preacher who has on occasion been mistaken for a department store mannequin with his fedora, woolen trench coat, and scarf. His only movements coming from the slurping of his coffee from a styrofoam cup. There is also Scott, who talks mainly about his dog, Billy, who talks mainly about nothing, and Wayne, the World War II expert, who speaks of firearms. And then there's Joe's nephews and partners, John Bozich and Jim Mandel. But the more interesting and transient characters are the drug addicts and prostitutes, who are welcome to enter the shop and shake off the cold or the fog of the prior evening. They help themselves to the endless pot of coffee and the muffins that Joe bakes from scratch every evening, some washed from the pot of soapy water in the sink. Also available to the street denizens at no charge are blankets, coats, toothbrushes, lipstick, rouge, perfume, bottled water, candy, potato chips, prophylactics, and diapers. "Yes, some prostitutes have children, and it's sad," says Joe, while inspecting a flimsy wrist chain through a jeweler's monocle. His hair is silver and swept back and thinning on the crown. He wears a clipped silver mustache to match, has blue eyes, and a slightly bulbous nose. With a few extra pounds and a beard, Joe Bozich would strike a similar figure to Santa Claus himself. In fact, the English translation of his Slovenian last name is, in fact, Christmas. And in that spirit, and in the company that Joe Christmas keeps, it should be remembered that the witness to both Christ's death and his resurrection was Mary Magdalene, who in the Western church tradition is described as a former prostitute. And so, Joe does not judge. "You're somebody's daughter, even if they're 50, he says, dismissing the chain as brass-plated schlock, and instead of buying it, gives it back to its raggedy owner, along with a couple of dollars and a muffin. "Look, I'm an addict, a recovering alcoholic," Joe says. "I tell them only you can stop it, not your mama. They'd kill you out here." And they do. "I know a number of them. They're just kids who screwed up. There's no reason to treat them like dirt." So Joe Christmas began cooking muffins and opening his establishment to the forlorn 2 decades ago when 2 young prostitutes walked into his shop. He recognized one through the rouge and bruises as the daughter of one of his friends, from the fire department. Nobody's junk, Joe says. Everybody's worth something, even if they don't know it. She's alive and clean now, I hear. That's something good. A woman walks in, her arrival announced by the sleigh bells nailed to the door. She washes in the soapy water and pours herself a coffee. She is cold, she says, and John the nephew bags her a donated blanket. Then she cries a torrent of tears as she describes how a man in a red truck the night before had robbed and raped her, choked her to the point of unconsciousness, and threw her naked body into a cold and vacant lot. It's the worst thing that ever happened. I thought I was dead. You got to get out of that life, Joe says to her. I don't want to eat out of a garbage can, she weeps. I'll leave it to God. And then she leaves with her blanket and food and a warm cup of coffee. Thank you. The doorbells tinkle, but no angel gets its wings. Joe Christmas watches as her dark figure re-enters the wild world. A mere child, he says. And then Joe Christmas turns back to his workbench and busies himself with a piece of bric-a-brac.
Well done. I know Chief Bozich well, his brother and his nephew that's on the job. Well done, Mr. Charlie.
My sister was a hooker. She's killed on the west side. So, Bozich means something to me. Bozich means Christmas in Slovenian. I like people that like dirty people. I'm sorry. My sister's name was Nicole. She was really loved.
Yep. God bless her. God bless you. Very well done.
And there are no dirty people, Charlie.
Yes, there are. But they're just dirty. They can get clean. I don't trust people that are too clean anyway.
Well, then we're all dirty in our own right.
Excellent. Excellent. And we're redeemed. So goes the holiday. That's what we remember. I'm sorry. Thanks for saying his name again, Nev. It's important. Brotherhood's not always simple, is it?
Nope.
No.
Let's kick this in the ass. Let's get going. Let's get pissed again. Adolf, how about another drop? Yeah.
You said that there's a lot of dirty people. 11th floor. Co-Mignon.
There we go.
I meant the other kind of dirty.
A political hit there. Right on, brother. Right on. Come on. Adolf Mongo, by the way, dear listener, is the guy that introduced me to this scene, the political scene. I went to go see somebody that was supposed to speak for Kwame Kilpatrick for me as a new reporter here. I was wearing holes in my jeans, whiskers, bad hair. You know me. I'm sitting there. And in walks Adolf and his brother, both in leather trench coats.
I thought you was a heroin addict.
I thought you were Nation. And I thought you were Nation of Islam.
I don't even believe in any of that. So.
Well, we sat down. I had the most excellent conversation, and the guy invited me into the fucking political meeting. And whatever, man, your sins are your sins. Your joys are your joys. Your wife's beautiful. I love you. I'm on record as saying that. I appreciate you and thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Merry Christmas.
You know, one of the last of the real journalists left in Detroit.
I'm a reporter.
Because, listen, the rest of these candy asses, they doing PR for these folks, you know.
It's funny, there's 10 PR for every reporter left. I want to move to this. Joe the intern. It's really about Joe. I know we're going long here, but I asked Joe to send us a prayer, what he's thankful for, a little letter. We got that, Mom? Want to put it on?
Your old pal Joe DeMarco here. The Tuesday before Christmas, and this is a haunted house. Okay, so 1 minute of things that I am thankful for. First and foremost, I thank God for being there. I'm thankful to God, and I thank God for his gift of Holy Spirit and eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank him daily for his hand of protection over my life, my health, my safety, and my liberty, and all the other issues in life. And trust God. I'm thankful for Charlie for giving me this opportunity to be on his show and see where that goes. Charlie doesn't need me on this show. He could do just fine, maybe even better without me, but he was cool enough to bring me along for the ride, and let's just see where it goes. So I'm thankful for that opportunity. I'm also thankful to my good friend William Gifford for letting me stay in this house, as even behind on the rent as I am. And I want to thank my good friend Jimmy Custer. I'm thankful that he made sure I had a car when all else failed. And I have a car right now, something to drive and get around on. So I'm thankful for the roof over my head, a car to drive, that I'm alive, and hopefully stay that way for a while, and constantly look to a brighter, more prosperous future. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Joe, damn. Good job,
bro. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What is that damn thing?
Well, the microphone stand just came off the
shotgun
edge
reporter,
of the table here,
Joe.
Once it got in your hands, Joe.
No.
The thing fainted.
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it's been passed around by three different people. And
can you play a little music for Joe here?
I think we need to.
Even the 80-year-old dude is checking his social media and stuff.
He's on
we
Facebook.
Need to get a couple more.
Come on, Blues Man.
For the Drew and Mike studio so that this one microphone doesn't have to get passed around.
Well, just stand there. Here. Is that thing going to fall down if he lets it go? Okay, good. All right.
A swing.
Well, Joe, all right. As we've learned in this show, things are not easy for you.
Right. But life is as it is, and we just deal with it.
Take your hand off the mic.
I got it. It's going to roll away. See, it's. I don't know what to tighten here, but it's. I let go. It's going to roll towards Karen. It likes Karen, so.
Imagine that.
Let me turn up your volume.
Stand over here by Karen. So the
try
microphone
that.
Can listen to me.
Hold on, Joe. We're trying to go on the fly. No, it's I can't hear that. Glemmy, try your volume some more. Glemmy, turn your volume up some more. Try that. We need a soundtrack. Go ahead. Excellent. Is that good, Bob? Okay, Joe, go ahead now.
As we were saying, life is hard for everybody, really. Everybody has their own challenges in life. I have mine, you have yours, Bob has his, Karen has her challenges. We're just going to move forward, trust God to lead us in the right direction.
But yours are extra hard, dude. You're the everyman. You are. You're the man that you're the forgotten man. But I didn't forget you. You speak to people. People listen to this like you. I like you.
Yeah, I've noticed that. But wherever I go, people tend to gravitate or
to you.
I just want
to
make fun.
Don't overdo it.
Charlie, aren't we going to give away Christmas gifts? We got
yes, we are.
Joe.
You want to go first, Karen?
Yeah, Joe.
Joe, this is basically your party. Karen, go ahead.
All right. So I don't know what happened to the ties that you never got, but the black Dietrich bag is yours. It's not a fur, but that's
would
yours.
Would you give them to him, Karen?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hand him stuff like it's
I'm
Christmas.
Sorry.
Like,
okay, well.
Like
look,
your mama Christmas.
This. You know, while you're out on the street, Joe, we want to make sure that you stay warm. So I got you what I hope you consider a nice down coat.
Ooh.
Help me pull it out. Nice down coat.
It's a parka.
And also, we want to make sure that you match and continue to look good. You know, we have to coordinate.
Ooh,
so you've got
my
a matching
God.
And scarf.
Joey, put it on.
And
scarf gift set from St. John's Bay.
Joe, put the coat on.
You can put the coat on. And then,
like a North
and
Face.
Then you got some
coat on over my suit.
Not that we're about brands. North
no.
Face. If you want to advertise, you can just call us at the No Bullshit News Hour.
And then, Joe, you got a bag of just...
Of the Drew and Mike Podcast Network.
Does it fit?
Number one in Michigan.
He's got on a suit coat.
That's all right. It's a dead man suit coat. Everybody remembers that.
How is
it's got
it?
One of them, it's got one of them parka hoodies that the reporters wear.
Joe, we're going to send you under the bridge like Al Allen used to do.
When they're doing hurricane reports, they wear
yes!
This kind
and
of hoodie.
See, you can put that so you can wrap it around your mouth, but you also have a scarf and a cap, so
yeah,
there you go. You look good.
Yeah, put it on, Joe.
Right here.
That is awesome.
And then you got a bag.
Oh, my
you
God.
A, you got a bag of personal stuff, too.
So beautiful. Let's do the personal stuff, Karen. What else
oh,
we got?
Oh, Charlie.
It's Christmas.
Got some soap, some toothpaste.
Let's see.
All right,
what
well,
we
pull,
got?
I forgot what I bought. I was just, you know, shopping. So.
Okay, what do we got?
A stack of Dove soap bars in here.
That's good, right, Joe? Those float. Like your turds in the toilet.
Toothbrush.
Don't forget the flush.
She's telling me my teeth are yellow.
No,
they are. What's left of them?
Personal stuff because Grace got him some more bathroom appropriate things. So
oh, you just gave away the other gift, Karen.
I just said bathroom appropriate. That could be toilet paper.
Oh, let's find out. Rest. You like that, Joe?
That's wonderful.
Double pack of crap. Oh, shit.
Thinking about me.
Yeah. The cap. That is a nice cap. How about a hug, Joe?
You look official.
Yes.
That is sweet.
Karen is awesome.
Who next on the list? Grace, you wanna hook him up? Joe DeMarco, your new family. The No Bullshit News Hour.
All right, Joe.
Until I fire you.
Here.
If you ever interview 4-year-olds again,
I
will kick your ass.
I did talk to their parents first.
I know you did.
You guys cut that part out.
Okay. No, we didn't cut that out. You're not even an avid listener.
Grace. Yes.
Grace from Coney Island.
Yes. You're going to pull him out? I'm going to hand it to you.
American Coney Island.
Joe DeMarco.
Start with that. Bath towels.
Oh my
bath
God.
Towels. Oh my God. Joe, oh my God.
How
oh
bad
my God.
I need these. Thank you.
You got some Christmassy color ones too?
Red.
Those are
red
nice towels.
Bath towels.
It's the good stuff, you know. It's
holy
Egyptian
crap.
Cotton thing going on.
Right.
Joe, don't wipe your dog off with those.
No.
You got the big bath
she
sheet.
She ever comes back.
Wait a minute, Joe. You got the big bath sheet. You got the hand towel, the face towel, the washcloth.
All right. That's awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let me set it in the chair here. My hands are getting full.
A little Irish Spring here.
Irish Spring. I was looking for something like that this morning.
And then I heard for Thanksgiving,
Irish Spring.
You had some oatmeal.
For Thanksgiving by himself.
Somebody else is eating turkey.
Got you some steel cut oatmeal now, so you can have a lot.
That's the good kind of oatmeal.
What kind of oatmeal is that, Joe?
Not stone milled oatmeal, but steel cut from the Motor City oatmeal.
Oh, Joe.
All in the bag. Merry Christmas, Joe.
Joe, you got premium.
Keep up doing what you're doing.
Premium oatmeal, Joe.
Stay away from the mall.
That's the good
oatmeal.
That's
the good
oatmeal.
Oh,
God. That's right.
Hey, Grace, what's the thread count on those towels?
Oh, it's a lot.
Oh, my God, it's a lot.
I mean, if we're going to do it.
Just give me the thread count.
It doesn't even say.
Royal Living.
It's like 600 or something.
See, that's Plaza Hotel shit.
Well, look, it is. It's exactly. See what? It is hotels. Quality.
Joe, bro.
Five-star hotel quality.
Joe, you can hug her, too, both
not
these
the
ladies, because I don't know when that's coming. Wait, I'm not a pimp.
No five-star
I'm
hotel quality.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Hashtag.
Keep it up.
Charlie, we have other gifts, too. I have something for you and for Amy.
Can we take care of Joe first? This is Joe's moment.
Oh, this is Joe's moment. I'm sorry.
But
go ahead, Joe.
What do we have for me?
Oh, it's not done.
Is it some booze?
Yes, it is.
Well, let's have that so we can pour around.
Yeah, there you go.
The water.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait,
what are you doing? I'm not ready. Go hide that.
Go hide that. I didn't see the water heater.
Oh, well, we might. Well, Sam, come on back.
What's all right, come on back.
What's the water heater? Yeah. Find me here. I can take a hot shower.
Hey, Joe, wait a minute. OMG. Oh, you've been bathing in tea kettles for a year.
What I've been doing is I will boil some water.
Stop grabbing the mic, man. Come on. You're more professional than that. Hey, Karen, let him use yours.
What I've been... The water heater died about a year ago, and what I've just been doing is I would heat water on the stove, and I'd have one empty pot and one full pot. I'd take that in the bathroom and put half with hot water and then cool it off with some cold water and use that with the old-fashioned way to wash my hair and my body and everything. There was a time in life when nobody had hot water. It was you had to heat up your own water or use cold water. Hot water is only really a recent invention, so I don't feel bad. Living the way my ancestors did for a year, it's not bad. It builds character. Adversity builds character.
You say that again, motherfucker. Dude, you're a deep guy. I know I've been fucking with you and clowning with you. Hey, Bob. Okay, I'm tired of that. Just get rid of it. Turn it off. Let him use this.
But this one's kind of...
It's negative energy. Maybe I'm the negative energy. I know, dear listener.
Bob's working I'm just his ass what I off am. Trying to keep this microphone straight.
He is, but I don't want him to do it.
Just don't touch it,
I feel sorry. You know what? I got my microphone in the other room. We could plug it in. And
hey, Joe. Joe. No. I heard what you said, dude.
What's that?
You're a deep pond. You are. I'm looking at you. You're a hell of a man. I like you. I know we're doing bits on this show, but we've always appreciated each other. I didn't say like, I said appreciate, which is better.
All right.
Okay. Want a drink, Joe? I've never seen you have a...
I had two bottles of that beer.
Charlie, I have that's some good beer as well.
I know. You want to do it next one?
Oh,
shit, Mike Nevin! You know
that Joe was with the fire department, worked in apparatus. He was a good man. He was one of us. He's one of the family.
He repaired and rigs, didn't he?
He repaired rigs. He was out there when it was sub-zero weather, banging ice off these ladder trucks or fixing wheels and tires when these nasty old rigs broke down or using coat hangers and duct tape to keep these things rolling, and Joe would get out there and help
and
us firefighters.
Work.
And he, as he stated, he did professional quality work. Well, that's Joe's statement.
You're not vouching.
Joe, I just want you to know that the firefighters have not forgotten you. We appreciate what you're doing, and we got you a little something also.
Ooh.
Yeah, firefighters do remember me when I see them out.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God.
Another...
A Detroit firefighter's jacket, Carhartt jacket.
Oh, my goodness, I'm going to wear this one.
You earned it. It's yours. And you know the boys in the field see you. They wave. They hit the horns.
Right.
You're not forgotten. I mean, Joe left under horseshit or bullshit circumstances.
Canned him, too, for some bullshit.
Zeroed in on him and fucked with him.
Hold that up, man.
Joe
that's a hell of an honor.
Him, Joe had enough and said, you know what, kiss my ass, and he left.
Well, basically, Joe's got a Carhartt with the Detroit Fire
Department. On behalf of the firefighters and paramedics in this city who are being screwed by the city, and I wasn't standing for it, and I've fought for their to be treated fairly and given decent stuff. People's lives depend on the work we do at the shop. This isn't just a rinky-dink mechanic shop at the corner. We fix fire trucks, ambulances, ladder trucks. People's lives depend on this stuff. We can't just be sewing junk together, putting them out in the street. So, you know, I was constantly a fly in the boss's face about trying to do stuff appropriately.
Yes, you were, Joe. And Joe was the guy that crawled under those fucking rigs when it was 15 below zero, wind chill 45 below zero, to get that muffler up so we could go to the next fire. When these rigs were falling apart, leaking water, all fucked up, bad hose, Joe was the guy out there in the middle of the night, and a lot of times he wasn't paid, and they fucking took advantage of him. But Joe actually cared, and he was a fly in their face. He constantly bitched about what he cared so much about the medics and the firefighters that he would complain to management about the rigs and the tools and the stuff that he needed to fix the rigs properly. So guess what they did to old Joe? They showed him the fucking door. They trumped up a bunch of bullshit on him, horse shit, and said, okay, we've had enough of your bullshit. Bye-bye.
Now, that's how I come to meet Joe.
Right.
Because we're going to do some shit to change this. That's how we're together.
With Sam Zaney, we
that's exactly right. Well, Sam moved into your dirtbag house because we're all dirtbags. Because you're up on top and you're down on the bottom.
I'm a dirtbag.
Comes and goes.
And you remember what Ecclesiastes said, vanity, vanity. When the end comes, it was all vanity. What does it profit a man?
There was a
to gain the whole world when he lost his soul.
There was a time where
don't touch it.
I didn't know how to live poor. I was always successful in life, and I went through this hard time. Joe took me in. He let me stay at his house. I stayed on this futon that had a cement block as a leg. And there were times we were hungry, and Joe taught me. He had a bag of potatoes that he would teach me. This is how we could eat. I learned so much from this guy. And I've watched this guy get the raw end of the stick his whole life. That's why I'll do anything for this man. Until he dies, I'm there for him. And I love you, and I hope you see how much love is in this room and how many people appreciate you and love you. You're very lucky, and you're blessed. And you're blessed to have Gifford, who's taken care of you for a long time. These people care about you and love you.
Give him his gift to fucking lecture. Joe's the man. Joe's Santa Claus. Joe's the Christ baby.
Promise me you're gonna wash up.
Oh my God, yes! Right. It's a hot water heater. Joe, welcome to the 21st century, brother.
We don't have to live like our ancestors anymore. Right.
Come on, hold it and fondle it like the coat and stuff. Hug it.
Hold it up for the camera.
Hug it like you're gonna make love do it tonight, which you probably will. It's got a hose on the back.
It's a gas one if you want.
Right.
But don't let it compromise your character. You know, he said.
Don't let hot water compromise your character. It's words to live by.
I feel bad. All I got you is chocolates.
That's great.
What a dick.
Thing, man.
It still got the dust from the doorway of 7-Eleven on the.
I feel guilty because
are they Godivas?
I didn't make time to go shopping and buy anything for anybody.
That's okay.
Joe, you're not supposed to.
Joe,
hey, are they Godivas? No. Are they Godivas, Bob?
We've got some though. If you just got Godiva too.
Okay, throw those out. Karen got. Oh, that's for my wife, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna re-gift that. I'm gonna re-gift that.
The
all right, Jason, you got a little something? You hand it to him, bro. You touch the mic. Get in the microphone.
Okay, this
Bob, why
this
you keep
it?
This is like Joe's Christmas.
Yeah. My wife wrapped it.
Uh-oh. His wife wrapped it.
Nicely done. What's your wife's name, Jason?
Rachel.
Rachel, way to go. That is a beautiful looking box.
Whatever this is, I'm just going to have to chase the microphone wherever. Where's Drew, man? This is his studio. This is... Where's Drew at so we can complain to him on air about the quality of the studio equipment in
I
here?
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Yeah.
Why? All right.
Something.
Get your mic.
Uh-oh. I got to change mics.
You got to scream.
All right. So now I got another microphone.
Is that shut down?
I got Adolph's microphone now. This is a Google Home Mini.
That's so you can
this is the thing we were just talking about. The spies on you. It tells your company all your personal business.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Oh, man.
No, it doesn't. So the whole
yes, it does.
You can fact check everything that you're trying to do for your stories, for everything you're looking for. You got someone to ask anytime you want.
Get in there.
Say that again. I don't think the microphone heard you.
Yeah. It's just for as our best intern on staff, just so you can check all your facts that you ever want to check for every story you ever want to go into. And hopefully you'll be listening to yourself on here one day.
But that's if I can trust Google. I've heard Google.
It's Alexa. You got to worry about Alexa, not Google. Okay.
But no, see, because Google has been changing the definition of words.
Joe, I'm going to take your gift, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Joe, everybody's got all these great gifts, but is there any other gifts for Joe? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Man,
I feel so honored. Do I deserve all this attention?
Go ahead. Give it to Joe. There's a listener, Joe, out on the West Coast.
This is Steve.
Steve.
He's in Canada, not California.
Okay, well, the same shit, West
CA
Coast.
CA doesn't always stand for
First Joe. Of all, he got an envelope for you, Joe. What's that say?
That's a nice coat.
Joe DeMarco, care of Charlie.
Open it up. What's in the envelope, Joe?
Oh, the envelope.
Envelope, please.
The envelope says, and the winner is, well, I guess it's me.
Miss Brazil!
It's a letter in here.
Read it.
All right. So, Joe, it's a great hearing your stuff on the No Bullshit News Hour. It's not easy to make a career change at our age, but you got a great mentor in Charlie, I'm sure. Yes, oh, man, you ain't never lied. If the jacket doesn't fit, just pass it on to somebody. I see in there's a nice tweed jacket.
Wait, what's in your other hand, Joe?
Well, I got to finish reading
okay.
this first. And pass it on to someone who might wear it. Merry Christmas, respectfully, Paul Steele, who is in Canada, British Columbia, I think.
BC, West Coast.
So the check is to help out with your hot water situation.
Yes!
Shower every day. A shower into the morning is worth 4 hours of sleep. Oh, a good shower in the morning is worth 4 hours of sleep, and that's not a lie either. That's a good shower, man, it makes you feel like a whole new person. So here's a check from Paul Steer for
leave it. Don't say it. He sent you a check.
All right. It's a nice amount and very generous. And thank you very much, Paul Steer, for your kind generosity.
And what's in the box?
Grace never hurts.
And thanks for listening.
And finally, what's in the box?
That's a nice jacket.
Old school news reporter tweed jacket.
Fuck yeah, that's tweed. That shit's nice.
Old school news reporter tweed jacket.
Put that on, Holmes.
Oh, you take the other jacket off.
No, leave it on.
So I can undo the button.
Comb his hair while you're at it and flush his turds, zany.
Man.
Joe, the shirt's dirty.
No, he looks good.
He does. One thing at a time.
I should have got him a shirt.
The pants are dirty.
Oh, this thing fits.
Nice.
This thing fits. It's
Joe.
Yo,
nice.
Steele, it's perfect.
Wow. Oh, he needs a pipe.
It's freaking perfect. Joe, button the top button.
Will it fit over my suit coat, though?
No, you don't wear a suit coat over a suit coat.
Joe, never do both buttons. Don't do both buttons.
Hold
just
on,
the top
around.
Button.
Let's make sure the vent is open.
That shit is tight.
It's right on.
It's open. Yep, you're all good. Yeah. All right.
Joe!
Yeah.
All right, thank you, listeners.
Nice.
All right, cool.
Oh, No Bullshit News Hour Nation. That jacket goes to you, Joe.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, Paul.
All right,
thank
Joe,
you
this from me, dude. Don't open it. I just tell you, that's your next month's rent, and that's the tools you need to put that hot water heater up. That's a gift card to Home Depot. All right.
Good deal. Thanks. Thank you very much, everybody.
Right, cry for me, motherfucker.
Thank you, Joe.
I love you.
Just paid your rent, asshole.
You officially got broke this week.
You're fired.
Come on.
Out of here.
I'm all teared out, man. I love you, my man. This is great. Thanks. My greatest thanks to Charlie the Duff because he's the one that brought me here and put me in this position. None of this would be happening right now if it wasn't for Charlie the Duff. He's a great man. So I thank you for that.
Merry Christmas.
Look at him. He's just burning money now. Did you hear that, listener? He's just burning money.
Hold on.
Oh, you know what's great? You know what's great, Joe?
What's that? Glenn Beasley.
Yeah. You're going to meet him.
Okay.
He's an 80-year-old man busy on the phone. Hey, Glemmy! Glemmy! This guy's a lifelong entertainer
Glenn
who
Beasley
missed his cue.
Glenn Beasley's been playing the jazz guitar for us all during the show. He was not properly introduced. His name is Glenn Beasley, and he's been playing jazz.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're just going
to
have Adolph and Mike and
room
Karen.
On the telephone right now, so.
What?
I think that's why.
No.
Charlie was making fun of him.
Hey, Glemmy! He's taking business calls. Glemmy, come on now.
He's booking his next gig. He's booking his next gig, man, for New Year's Eve. Give him a break.
What's he doing? Glemmy, oh, my God. He missed
his
cue.
Trying to lock in his New Year's Eve gig, man.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's got to take care of business.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Okay, hey, Glemmy, put these on. Mike, switch
here,
it.
Here. Oh, right here.
Put these on. All right, Glenn, put them on.
Go there.
Come on,
huh? Go over there. Mm-hmm. Go somewhere.
Glenn, what the fuck were you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, what was it? Wait. You've been hearing the fine jazz instrumentation from Mr. Glenn Beasley, who is now trying to get his headphone on and step to the microphone.
Headphones out. Come on,
any minute now. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, dude, I'm in the middle of a show.
I'm on this show, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we bring you Glenn Beasley.
All
right, hey, Glenn, introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Glenn Beasley, and I'm a blues and country western singer, also a coon hunter. And been in Detroit.
Man, we can't say that without getting in trouble. How come you can say that?
Hey, Joe, be quiet. Listen.
But anyway, I've been in Detroit since 1958, and I've done a lot of good in Detroit, and I can't turn my back on it now because I made my first $100 in Detroit, and I was here a lot of years before I made $100. When I got the $100, I framed it because I had never seen one. But I was in Detroit, and a lot of people came in, got over and split and ran away, but I've been hanging with it ever since I've been here. And I'm glad to be with Charlie LaDuff, wrote about me in Detroit News back in 2009. And I got calls from all over the world. Every country in the world, I'd call the coon man, Detroit coon man. So here I am. I do a lot of festivals and stuff. And I got a show coming up in March that'll be all gospel. But I got my 80th birthday in April, the 20th, and I'll go do that in Highland Park. It'll be a beautiful hall there in Highland Park, and that'll be April the 20th. So y'all right, put it on the calendar, because we're gonna let it all hang out over there.
So not only your blues man, you're gonna take us out with a blues tune for Christmas. Your coon hunter and a chef. And I told Joe he'd come over my house for Christmas. I changed my mind. He can't come over my house for Christmas. But you made him a roast.
Okay, yeah.
Did you not?
Yes, sir.
What did you want to get a Glemmy? Oh, boy, she'll get it.
Okay.
Joe, this, because I have to go to my mom's as far as you know. This is going to be your Christmas dinner. Open it up. Glemmy, tell him what he got here. Tell him what he's got here, Glemmy. What's he got?
I got a barbecue raccoon, and then I hunt them. I bring them home. I clean them. I cook them, and I eat them.
Hell yeah. Barbecue raccoon and a lot of, are they carrots, or is it
white potatoes.
All right.
White potatoes. Sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And listen, don't eat sweet potatoes. Eat the coon.
That's good.
Very delicious. Well, dark meat.
It looks good.
Why don't you just use your fingers, dude? Go ahead. Try that. It's really delicious.
Now I got another coon cousin.
Wait, hey, what you doing? You need a drink?
It tastes good. You just got dodged the bone.
Well, you ate the spine, dude. Try a chunk.
I got the hooking. I get him hooked.
Yeah, it's delicious. Wait, try this one. Try this one, right?
You just got dodged bones, that's all.
Try that one right there.
This has got bones all in it.
Well, it's meat, bro. I mean, meat don't come in Play-Doh cans.
Drop a piece in my purse, Joe.
I gotta go.
It is good. It tastes good. It tastes like kind of beef-like.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some. Let me take this.
You Joe, you like it?
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's delicious.
Hey, Glemmy, what's in it real quick? How do you prepare a coon?
Well... First, I bring him home and clean him.
He drags it home.
And I cut him up.
No, respect the knowledge here.
Yeah, like you cut up a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I get all the fat off him. Then I pre-boil him. After I cut him up, I pre-boil him for about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure he almost done. And then I take him out and... pull that water off, and I put clean water in. Then I pre-boil them some more. Then after that, I bring them out, and I put my black pepper, my salt, my seasoning on them. I put it that way. And then I let him, before we put the seasoning on, we let him soak overnight most of the time. You don't have to go that long. But anyway, after you let him soak. Then you take them out and pre-boil them about 30, 35 minutes. And then you take them out of the hot water. Then you put your seasoning on them in the pan. And then you put them in the roasting pan. And then you put them in the oven. Bake them just like you bake a roast.
Just like a roast.
Just like
venison, exactly.
It does taste like kind of like roast beef.
It's fucking roast beef. That's a southern delicacy. You're from Arkansas, are you not?
Yes, sir. I'm from Arkansas.
Yeah, that's a southern delicacy. Yeah. Give your phone number, Glemmy, because I know we're all from the south, yeah. Some way or another. Okay. He's from South Lithuania.
Okay.
He's from South Royal Oak Township. My grandpa's from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Give your phone number. If somebody wants some raccoon, fresh raccoon, give me your phone number.
Okay, my phone number is 313-834-8617.
Say it again.
313-834-8617.
Merry Christmas, Glammy.
Merry Christmas, Glenn. Let me ask you one question. Where do you hunt for raccoons in the Detroit area?
All of a sudden, Joe's got real questions. Great question, Joe.
I mean, eat it. I want to know where it lives.
We go all over the lower part of Michigan.
Anywhere in the
lower Fidelity, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a hunter never tells his spots, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's got the...
Yeah.
God, Joe, we're going to get your gun next.
That's where we get them. We don't... some people think... Some people think we catch them in town, but we don't fool with them.
If we Why get not? Them Why don't town, you fool with them?
Take them out.
What do you got against a Detroit raccoon? What's wrong with a Detroit raccoon?
Ain't nothing wrong with them.
It sounds racist, man.
They call it
Wait. They call it a what? They call it
raccoon,
a what?
Petcoon. That's
well. What about a Livonia raccoon?
Well, they all. Really, they all eat the same thing.
Yeah, and they're a golf course shit. Yeah. You don't eat nothing but a country raccoon.
Yeah, right.
So where?
That's true.
Where do you remember where approximately you caught this raccoon at?
They're not tagged, Joe.
Probably Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah, I was with you in Jackson when we remember you shot the fuck and it was stuck in the tree and we were filming it and I'm like, there's no way we're leaving a dead coon in the tree. Yeah. I got up there with a stick and like. No, this thing going to end.
The crows Charlie. And buzzards would have ate good.
No, just the people would have been animal cruelty. Excuse me. It's good liquor.
Charlie trammed the tree and got the coon, and he had a coon cap on.
I did. I brought my coon cap.
And when he got down to the lower limb, and the dog was treading on the tree, and Charlie jumped off, and his cap fell, and he fell. The dog almost got Charlie.
It's true. Glammy, let's take us out. Will you play us the tune? Give us your best.
See you, man. Get the fuck out. That's crazy. In the middle of the shit.
In the middle of the shit. In the middle of the shit. Just sit down and let Glammy play it.
I'm right here.
I'm going to call you out, man. You do that. Yeah, go ahead. You do that. Do that, man. All right, Glammy. Your best. Give us your best.
No bullshit news. I call bullshit. No bullshit news.
Watch that. Thanks, man.
We need some peeps in the streets.
That's it, man. Merry Christmas, brother. Adolf, Merry Christmas, bro. Love you.
It's a fake Christmas.
It's a fake Christmas. That was actually me and not Adolf. Well, but watch, this is Adolf. Bob, ready? We're gonna do a drop. Adolf's drop. That's a fake Christmas. Now watch my imitation. That's a fake Christmas. It's uncanny. Hey, Glammy, do you know any words to anything? Like, the thrill is gone. You want to sing? Come on, sing something.
Take us out right.
You got a good friend.
Take us out with a song. Come on. Get close.
Hey, Dr. Charlie.
What a rambling wreck of a show.
It was great, though.
It was a great show.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. I got to piss. Glammy, come on, man. I got to piss.
Okay.
We're still going, Jason. You know that.
Oh, thank you. Don't tell Charlie.
I agree.
Wait, no. Why is everybody leaving? What the fuck?
I'm not leaving. I've been trying to pass out Christmas.
Because the party's just starting, and the whole world wants to be there.
How are you feeling? So, Jason, I know you don't drink, so
ooh,
you go buy your own.
Oh, well,
look at that. What a sweet
alcohol.
This is the executive.
That's for Amy.
This show's going somewhere.
Charlie, that's for Amy on top. That's for you.
Don't say her name on the radio. She's embarrassed of me.
Your baby mama. That's yours.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Glemmy Dean Beasley.
Say